Section 139 of 15,000 Useful Phrases by Grenville Kleiser, read for LibriVox.org by Ken Crooker, on the web at kencrooker.com. I do again and again urge upon you. I do indeed recollect. I do not absolutely assert. I do not advocate. I do not argue. I do not ask you to. I do not at this moment remember. I do not believe it possible. I do not belong to those who... I do not choose to consume. I do not complain of. I do not consider it necessary. I do not contend. I do not countenance for a moment. I do not deem it incumbent upon me. I do not depreciate for a moment. I do not desire to call in question. I do not desire to put too much emphasis. I do not despair of surmounting. I do not disguise the fact. I do not enter into the question. I do not fail to admire. I do not fear a contradiction. I do not feel at liberty. I do not forget the practical necessity. I do not hesitate to say. I do not imagine. I do not in the least degree. I do not indeed deny. I do not indulge in the delusion. I do not know how anyone can believe. I do not know whether you are aware of it. I do not know why. I do not know with what correctness. I do not mean anything so absurd. I do not mean now to go further than. I do not mean to impute. I do not merely urge. I do not mistrust. I do not myself pretend to be. I do not need to remind you. I do not, of course, deny. I do not pretend to argue. I do not propose to take up your time. I do not question for a moment. I do not recount all. I do not say anything about the future. I do not say this with any affectation. I do not see how it is possible. I do not see much difference between. I do not seek to palliate. I do not speak exclusively. I do not stop to discuss. I do not, therefore, wonder. I do not think it necessary to warn you. I do not think it possible. I do not think it unfair reasoning. I do not think myself obliged to dwell. I do not think that I need further discuss. I do not think this at all an exaggeration. I do not think we can go far wrong. I do not think you will often hear. I do not understand how it can apply. I do not vouch for. I do not want to discourage you. I do not wish to be considered egotistic. I do not wish to be misrepresented. I do not wonder. I doubt very much whether. I dwell with pleasure on the considerations. I earnestly maintain. I embrace with peculiar satisfaction. I end as I began. I entertain great apprehension for. I entertain no such chimerical hopes. I entertain the hope and opinion. I entirely dissent from the view. I especially hail with approval. I even add this. I even venture to deny. I fancy I hear you say. I fear I may seem trifling. I fear lest I may. I fearlessly appeal. I fearlessly challenge. I feel a great necessity to. I feel bound to add my expression. I feel constrained to declare. I feel entirely satisfied. I feel I have a right to say. I feel it a proud privilege. I feel keenly myself impelled by every duty. I feel only a great emotion of gratitude. I feel respect and admiration. I feel some explanation is due. I feel sure. I feel tempted to introduce here. I feel that I have a special right to. I feel that it is not true. I feel the greatest satisfaction. I feel the task is far beyond my power. I fervently trust. I find it difficult to utter in words. I find it more easy. I find my reference to this. I find myself called upon to say something. I find myself in the position of. I find no better example than. I find no fault with. I find numberless cases. I flatter myself. I, for my part, would rather. I, for one, greatly doubt. I forbear to inquire. I foresaw the consequence. I fully recognize. I gave notice just now. I give you, in conclusion, this sentence. I go further. I grant all this. I grant with my warmest admiration. I gratefully accept. I greatly deplore. I had a kind of hope. I had almost said. I had in common with others. I had occasion to criticize. I happen to differ. I hardly dare to dwell longer. I hardly know anything more strange. I hasten to concede. End of section 139. This recording is in the public domain. Recorded in May of 2007 in the beautiful Shenandoah Valley.